Now, as I mentioned, Alexander firmly believed in signs and omens, and it's very likely that he made the trip to Gordion specifically to fulfill this prophecy. Several ancient authors describe these events, and it's interesting that they tell the story in a very different way. What's clear is that the knot could not be untied in a traditional manner. It was very old, very complicated. And so Alexander was forced to resort to unorthodox means to achieve his goal. Some authors claim that he dismantled part of the cart, sliding the wooden yoke out from the knot so that the rope came undone. Others report that Alexander simply cut the knot in two with his sword, claiming it didn't matter how he undid the knot as long as he undid it. Either way, Alexander seems to have received the support of the gods. The ancient authors tell us that that night there was an enormous thunder and lightning display, a sign of the approval from Zeus. I will say, unfortunately, excavations at Gordion have uncovered no trace of this story. Evidently, the cart stood in a temple of Zeus, but no temple of Zeus has ever been discovered. But it's a good tale anyway, and it tells us quite a bit about Alexander's ambitions and his use of prophetic signs. Now, from Gordion, Alexander marched south through the Cilician Gates, one of the few major passes through the Taurus Mountains. Now, I mentioned, I think, in the first lecture that the Taurus Mountains formed essentially a wall between the Anatolian Plateau and the sea, and there are very, very few passes that allowed access from inland to the sea. The Cilician Gates were one of these, and they were a very, very narrow, narrow pass. And Alexander knew he would be having to go through this pass, and evidently had been dreading this leg of his journey. Because being that the Cilician Gates were quite narrow, a very narrow pass through the mountains, and his army was quite large, this offered the Persians an ideal opportunity to attack him, to ambush his army. Curiously, he and his troops passed safely, and Alexander was said to have claimed this to have been one of the luckiest events of his career, because the Persians could have cut him off easily at that time. Alexander reached the south coast, and the weather turned hot. Consequently, he decided to take a swim and caught a chill, and the chill nearly killed him. And this isn't the most important story in the life of Alexander, but it's a good story, and I feel I want to tell you about it. This took place at the city of Tarsus, one of the ancient cities of Anatolia, and a city that later becomes important in early Christianity. But Tarsus was a good staging post for his continuing attack on the Persians. So Alexander had stopped in Tarsus for quite some time, and as I mentioned, decided one day to go for a swim. He got ill, and the doctors traveling with him were afraid to treat him, lest he die. And if he died, of course, they would be responsible. But finally, one old family doctor, a man named Philip, same name as his father, dared to try a cure. But the medicine that he offered Alexander was extremely strong and could potentially kill him. Now, according to the story, right before Alexander took ill, he had received a message from one of his generals that this Dr. Philip planned to murder him. But Alexander actually trusted the man. He'd known him since he was a child. And so when Philip appeared with this dose, Alexander fearlessly took it, handing Philip the accusatory note as he drank the potion. So it's kind of a dramatic moment where he shows Philip that there are rumors that Philip is trying to kill him, but Alexander trusts him and drank down the medicine. Philip immediately assured Alexander of his innocence, and indeed the medicine had a violent but ultimately healing effect on Alexander.